This is Jordan Clarkson, and you are listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Swings to Clarkson, catch and shoot, corner three is good. Jordan's got it going tonight.
The Jazz came into tonight's game having lost three in a row and missing their star, Lauri Markkanen. Not only were Markkanen and Kessler out from the outside, the Jazz sustained a few mid-game departures and battled back to topple the Wizards by the score of 127-115, behind 67 points from the backcourt comprised of Colin Sexton and Jordan Clarkson. With your Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Leif Tulin. Tempo was frenetic from the outside, and things did not look good early for the Jazz as Jordan Poole made his first eight shots, scoring 23 points in the first half, creating as large of a lead as 14 for the Wizards.
Right-hand drive by Poole, stops at 15 feet and cannot miss tonight. Jordan Poole will have nights like this. He did it with Golden State a few times, and now all of a sudden the inefficient one can't miss. Poole to the rack, driving it. Juzang scores again. Jordan Poole's talking. Jordan Poole's feeling it. He's in a different time, a different place, in a different zone. He's 6 of 6. He's got 17 points.
Poole, who ended up with 32 points, wasn't the only Jordan who had it going today, as Jordan Clarkson and his game high of 38 points led the Jazz on a 17-0 run in order to get the Jazz back into the ballgame. For the call of that critical Jazz surge, here are David Locke and Ron Boone.
Jazz trailing Washington 51-37 here with 9:44 left in the second quarter. Horton Tucker swings up top to Clarkson. First three attempt from Jordan tonight's good. Ron Boone is the wizard. Well, not tonight, I guess. He'd be maybe the soothsayer tonight. As he said, I watched Jordan Clarkson and shoot around today and knew he was going to have a big night, and he certainly has. Nobody's having a bigger night than Jordan Poole, who sneaks through the lane, lays it up and in. 7 for 7, 20 points for the former Warrior.
Season high is only 34 points.
Went over 30 a bunch last year for the Warriors. Horton Tucker bogarting the defender to the basket, just powers through Davis and lays it up and in.
The Jazz can just stop this team. Both teams got one heck of a shooting percentage,
yeah,
so far.
63% plus 53% from three for the Wizards. Here's Kispert. He looks like he's hands it off right side. Poole for three. My goodness.
Boy.
Fading back in the right corner, almost landing in the woman's lap in the front row, and he hits nothing but net. 56-42. Clarkson, again, same spot, same result. These guys can't miss tonight. It's 56-45, Jazz are down 11. Who's gonna mix in some defense? Poole drives at John Collins, flares it out to the right side to Bagley, not a 3-point threat. Hands to Kispert, lobs to Bagley, knocked away by Collins out of bounds.
Yeah, they're dropping Collins because Bagley's not gonna shoot the three, or not much of a perimeter shooter.
Sensabaugh checks out, 11 minutes tonight, 2 points. Colin Sexton checks in, 9 points so far.
You know, Will talked about Sensabaugh getting 8 minute stretch.
Got a little more to the other. Keontae out. Inbound to Poole. Colin Sexton goes high in the air on the pump fakes, but Poole dragged the foot, and that's a travel. Jazz down 11. 8:18 left in the third. It's 56-45 already. Here's Sexton, left-hand dribble, puts the right shoulder into the defender, gets to about 6 feet out, shoots it, misses, gets his own rebound, goes to the cup and lays it over the top of the rim.
He is so active.
Long outlet, right side, Poole again. Check it, that's Shannon. Top to Bagley, left side, Kispert. Looks like he's straight out of the movie Dodgeball. Drives with a left-hand shoulder, drives into the defense, misses, rebound Collins. Horton Tucker. Right-hand dribble, attack, layup, good, foul. He'll buy it, he'll get one free, and the Jazz are working their way back. They're now down 7. And Talen Horton-Tucker's got 9 points. Here's Hendricks, right side three, it comes up short. Oh, I take it back. It top spins off the front rim and in, and even got Taylor to skip back the other way in excitement. A 10-0 run by the Jazz has cut it to 4. Here's Kuzma, right-hand drive at Hendricks. Puts up the floater, it's short, Hendricks gets the rebound. Outlet to Clarkson. Jordan, who's played very well this year at home, averaging 20 points a game, inside to Collins. John tries to fight through traffic, loses the ball, recovers. Now out to Hendricks. Nice rotation to Sexton. Right corner three is good. Good basketball right there.
Boy, you can never say that Collins, that John Collins doesn't hustle, doesn't play hard.
56.
He is such a great rebound.
Poole driving, turns it over. Clarkson's got it. Clarkson with a long dribble out in front. Kuzma trailing. Clarkson rises up, scores it, and taps his buddy Kyle Kuzma and says, I got you on that one. And the Jazz are on a 15-0 run and lead a 57-56.
Well, Jordan Clarkson stole the show.
It's Jordan Clarkson's world, and you're living in it.
The resilient Utah Jazz got enormous contributions from Colin Sexton and John Collins as the former tallied 29 points and 7 assists, while the latter notched 17 points and 15 rebounds, collecting yet another double-double.
Here's Sexton, left-hand dribble, puts the right shoulder into the defender, gets to about 6 feet out, shoots it, misses, gets his own rebound, goes to the cup and lays it over the top of the rim.
He is so active.
Lob to John Collins from Šamanić on the left wing is up, and John dunks it. Koulibaly driving, Šamanić with him. Šamanić blocks it.
The Jazz trailed early and battled back to even footing by the fourth quarter. For the final stretch where the Jazz wrestled their way to a win, holding the Wizards scoreless for over 4 minutes, here are David Locke and Ron Boone on the call.
What a night it has been. We've got 4 minutes left, and the Jazz lead at 115-113. Wizards have lost 14 straight. Jazz have lost 8 of 9. Flare out to Jones. Right corner of the rookie, Koulibaly driving hard. Wild left-hand shot, no, but a whistle and a foul. It's on the rebound, and it's on Washington.
This is going to be on Kyle Kuzma.
The Jazz are closing right now with Chris Dunn, Colin Sexton, Jordan Clarkson, Johnny Juzang, and John Collins. Johnny Juzang's last game was for the Salt Lake City Stars. He scored 30 against the Stockton Ports. One might be the Stockton Kings. The Ports is their minor league baseball team. 115-113. Clarkson. Left side to Dunn. Straight away. Off of Collins' pick. They're switching. Bounce pass to Jordan. In the lane. Right-hand floater. Got it. Jazz by 4. 117-113. 3:25 to play. Tyus Jones out of Apple Valley, Minnesota. Can't get rid of it. Terminates the dribble. Up top to Poole. Poole's got 30 tonight. Driving hard. Left-hander wild. No good. Clarkson snares the rebound. Jordan comes to the front court on the far side with a white headband and the braids flowing. Now stops. Get Will Hardy into the half court, barking out the signals. Clarkson, one-on-one on Kuzma. Behind the back dribble. Left hand spins back. Fades. Off-balance fader. No. Sexton battling for the rebounds, being held with his left arm. And Colin Sexton draws the foul, sneaking inside the defense. They held on to his left arm. He couldn't get off the ground. And the Jazz will inbound on the side. Neither team has challenged a call tonight. Jazz have 2 timeouts. Washington has 2 timeouts. We just reset that. Under 3 minutes, everybody goes to 2 automatically. Between the circles, Clarkson. 13 on the shot clock. Jazz by 4. Under 3 to play. Down low pass to John Collins. It's a no-looker. And Koulibaly knocked it away. He was looking. Jazz have not allowed a fast break point in the fourth quarter. They allowed 33 in the first 3 quarters of the night. 117-113 Jazz. 8 on the shot clock. Dunn looking inbound. Lobs to Clarkson. He's 12 feet out on the right side. Holds the right pivot foot. Works to the left hand. Gets to the free throw line. Fades back and scores. Jordan Clarkson back at home and comfortable. He's been so good at home this year. 32 for JC. Jazz by 6. Avida straight down the lane, goes to Duncan, rebuked at the rim! John Collins got him! Here come the Jazz! Clarkson, right side, done for 3! Too far, back rimmed it. Kyle Kuzma the rebound, that could have brought the house down. 2:18 to play, Jazz by 6. Right side, Avida for 3, short. Boy, he's really short-armed a few of them. That one was better than the last one, at least it drew iron. 119-113. Will Hardy at the half court. Barks out the plan. Clarkson works the top. Gets Kuzma switched to him. Sexton has the rookie Koulibaly. Underhand scoop to Jordan. 4-3. Pow! 122-113. It's Jordan Clarkson's world, and you're living in it.
The Jazz responded to plenty of adversity beautifully, having lost 3 straight and never gave up despite falling behind and being without stars in order to overcome the Washington Wizards. Make sure to get to the arena to see if the Jazz can use this momentum to be excellent matadors and pick off DeMar DeRozan and the Bulls at the Delta Center on Wednesday at 7. Get your tickets on UtahJazz.com, and I'll see you at the game. With your Jazz Game Rewind, I'm